life. Yes, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 37, and should I start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, all the times that we have gone wrong, all the times that we have not been grateful for what you have done for us. We pray that may forgive us all those who are sick, all those in pain. Father, we pray that may extend your healing and touch them and heal them. Father, all those who lack, may provide for them and may continue being there for them in everything that they do. We pray all this believing and trusting in the mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. At this time, my heart pounds and leaps from its purse. Listen. Listen to the roar of the voice, to the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole heaven and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that becomes the sound of the roar. He thunders with his majestic voice. When his voice resounds, he holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain, shower, be a mighty downpour, so that everyone he has made may know his work. He stops all people from their labor. The animals take cover, they remain in their dens. The tempest comes out from its chamber, the cold from the driving winds. The breath of God produces ice, and the broad waters become frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning throughout them. At this direction, they swirl around over the face of the whole earth to do whatever he commands them. He brings the clouds to punish people or to water his earth and show his love. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God controls the clouds and makes its lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who has perfect knowledge. You who swelter in your clothes when the land lies hushed under the south wind, can you join him in spreading out the skies? Hide as a mirror of cast bronze. Tell us what we should say to him. We cannot draw ourselves up case because of our darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak? Would anyone ask to be swallowed up? Now no one can look at the sun, bright as it is in the skies, after the wind has stripped them up clean. Out of the north he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty. The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power. In his justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress. Therefore, people revere him. For does he not have regard for all the wise in heart? And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. It's a relatively short wonder chapter, and I just have two or three messages that I want to put across. The first one comes from verse 5. And what does verse 5 say? Verse 5 says, God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. Amen. The Lord does great things beyond our understanding. Stop questioning God. Stop asking God how he's going to do something. You see how we human beings are so funny. We have a problem, we want God to solve it, so we're taking the problem to God, but we are still questioning, but God, really, can you remove me from this situation? How are you going to remove me from this situation? Can you change this and that? Bible today is telling us that the Lord does things in marvelous ways. Amen? That we cannot put to word the things that he does. And if you know that the Lord does things in marvelous ways, what burdens your heart? Why isn't your heart at rest? Why do you think your condition is too hard for him? There's nothing. Why do you think your condition is permanent to him? Why do you think he will sweat to answer your prayer? I'm going to verse 14. It says, listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Amen. Listen to this, so A, B, C, D. Why are you worried? Take a moment. Look around you. Look at the things God has done. Look at the mountains. Look at the rain. Look at the rivers. Look at the birds in the sky. There should be a living testimony for you that the Lord can do something in your life as well. They should let your heart rest. They should put your heart in composure that God can do something for you as well. And it should also be a reminder for us of how grateful and powerful the God we serve. Every time you feel you are puzzled, every time you feel you are stuck somewhere, get on your knees and pray and ask God to change that situation for you. And look around you. Look around your past. If the Lord has done it before, what will stop him from doing it again? Nothing. And when you go into verse 23, it says, "The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power. In this justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress." The Bible today is telling us that God does not oppress. He does not. So be rest assured that the Lord will never put a weight on you that he knows you cannot lift. He will never direct a punishment to you that he knows that you cannot see it through. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time, read Job chapter 37. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Much love, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Lord, thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our actions, in our thoughts, and what you have done and what you have failed to do, may you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to come and always protect us, Father. May you always listen to our prayers. Father, all the times that we have gone astray, may you redirect us back to you, and may you always fill our hearts with the love for you. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.